This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Egyptians must respect the judicial process, a benign enough statement on its face, but a surprisingly provocative announcement from General Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who says he will not intervene in the prison sentences of three Al Jazeera journalists convicted of conspiring with a banned political organization trying to bring down the state. Sue Turton is a senior correspondent for Al Jazeera English. She's one of the accused journalists in this case and was tried in absentia. Although not present in the courtroom, Sue was sentenced to 10 years in prison for falsifying news.
To be honest, I was quite shocked and stunned. I perhaps naively had thought that the Egyptian judicial system was independent of the government and transparent. But anybody that had watched the court case unfold over the last few months will have noticed that they didn't provide any evidence in court that any way close to proving the charges against us. So we were really thinking that the judge, no way, with the world watching this court case, could find a guilty verdict, because in a way it was just laughable. So a big shock to all of us. And also, just to add, one of the Al Jazeera Arabic reporters, Abdullah Al-Shami, he was also in prison and he'd been on hunger strike for months. He was released last week. And we'd seen this as a sign that Egypt was eventually recognizing that the journalists it had in prison were just doing their jobs in Egypt, were just journalists trying to earn a crust by going out and telling the story. But it seems that that wasn't the case.
Beyond the defendants, this case has been about the Egyptian government's anger at Qatar, who owns Al Jazeera. But it is also about the entire state of journalism in Egypt.
I think already journalists and the journalism profession in Egypt has been strangled. There's been this huge media crackdown since the coup last summer, and the domestic media have not been available to report freely themselves. They have to toe the government line. And I think that's really gone for the international journalists who have watched what's happened to our guys. And I think there's been a case of self-censorship. It doesn't bode well for the future, even though the Egyptian government have now a new constitution that they brought in earlier this year that promises to uphold the freedom of the press, the freedom of speech, and the right to an assembly. It really does look like they're not willing to stand by that constitution. And I'd say, you know, if the freedom of the press is a pillar of a democratic society, well, that pillar in Egypt lies in ruins.
Sue Turton, again, who spoke with us earlier today. There's been outrage from some quarters. Here is Julie Shapiro, Australia's foreign minister.
We are deeply dismayed by the fact that a sentence has been imposed, and we are appalled by the severity of it.
Secretary of State John Kerry says the sentences were, quote, chilling, but Sue Turton believes there is more going on here than just the official statements.
Do you know, reading between the lines, we get the feeling something almost quite sinister has happened here, because the Secretary of State, when he spoke, seemed to be very positive about the relations between the two countries, and he seemed to have been getting some sort of assurance by the way he was talking. And then when the verdict came out, he responded quite quickly and in very undiplomatic language. It was quite aggressive, that what he said, and it was almost saying to the Egyptian government, you'd given us assurances. It felt like they were saying, you'd given us assurances that this verdict was going to go the other way. And indeed, in that statement, he called the conviction draconian and chilling. And he mentioned the word pardon at the end of his statement. And that seemed to point towards President Sisi maybe thinking about pardoning the journalists who are in prison, and indeed all of us on the list that have now been convicted. Now, of course, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has spoken today. It doesn't seem that he's minded to give any kind of pardon. But I do get the sense that the American government has done all it can to try and back us. And I kind of get the feeling that possibly Egypt has pulled the rug from under them.
Al Jazeera's legal team is discussing the possibility of filing an appeal, but Turton says without much faith in the Egyptian judicial process right now.